Hello, everyone, and welcome here to 103.9 KNZA, part of the MSU Sports Radio Network, here for the Jackson Heights Locker Room Chat, here with boys head coach Brett Platner. Already a solid start here to the season, 2-1 and 2-0 here against Northeast Kansas League opponents. Again, a win against ACCHS to start the year, a loss, though, against Royal Valley last week on Friday, but a bounce back here against Troy on Tuesday this week, 47-41, a really good Troy team, but again, bouncing back, being able to snag that victory. Coach, what can you tell me here out of the past two games from our last coach's show?
Yeah, really, it's about getting our feet under us as a team. You know, everyone knows that we were fortunate enough to have a successful football season and go pretty deep into the playoffs. And, you know, our first week of practice officially was Thanksgiving break. So realistically, once we gave those boys 2 days off and, you know, we have a high level of participation for all sports, which is a good thing at a small school, we only had one practice before Thanksgiving break. And then we come out of Thanksgiving break and we have one practice before our first game. And, you know, even going into last night with our third game of the season, we had only had two practices on our actual home floor gym. So it's about just getting our feet under us, get some shots up. You know, we've struggled to start the year shooting the ball, but that's to be expected. But one thing we haven't struggled with is the resiliency and toughness of our team. And you mentioned that we were able to bounce back versus Troy last night and was really proud of our defensive effort overall as a team. You know, you can always point out individuals, but I thought collectively as a defensive unit, we played really well, limiting that Troy team that's, you know, really well coached and really talented to 41 points when they had scored 87 in a previous game, 74 in a previous game, and 61 in a previous game to that. So really holding them under their average, and we were able to find some flow on offense and knock down a few more shots than we had previously. So hopefully we can take that momentum, continue to build from there, and, you know, continue that success into Friday and next week.
Yeah, and you hit on kind of the team activity of that, just as a group together, toughness, grit, aggressiveness, just being able to continue to stay there up-tempo. But real quick, kind of just jumping into the, you know, some of those individuals on the team that have really just sparked a lot of life here. Devin Montgomery hit a 13-point performance last night against Troy, you know, one of his better games here in his career as a varsity player. But also, you know, you highlight Austin Zeller, who's averaging 11 points per game and 8.7 rebounds a game, and then Drake Mellies, who's right now averaging 10.7 points per game, again, continuing to be a great assister as well as, you know, on defensively with steals. So, you know, you look at these couple of guys here on the top part of your team, what do you expect of them to continue to expand as this season goes on, and what role do they continue to provide here for your team?
Yeah, I mean, obviously everyone knows Drake, and it should be that way, being a four-year starter. And, you know, he hasn't quite hit his stride scoring the ball yet, but there's so many things, whether they be in the box score or not seen in the box score, that he does for us as far as, you know, setting the tempo of the team, making sure that we keep control of the ball. And, you know, even only scoring 10 points last night, he makes a crucial steal when we're up three at the half-court line to push that lead up to five with only, you know, about 45 seconds remaining. So just making winning plays down the stretch and making winning plays for our team. You mentioned on Austin, I mean, everybody knows who Austin is. He's a D2, almost D1 football player with, you know, an elite set of skills with a big body, and he's starting to figure it out on the basketball floor. You know, basketball was kind of an afterthought for him, something he just did for fun, and I think he's starting to figure out that he can have success on the basketball floor if he just puts his mind to it. And Devin, as you mentioned too, I think Devin, it was his breakout game last night, and people started to figure out, you know, why he's in the role that he's in, and he's starting to get a little more comfortable with varsity action and varsity flow, and he was able to play with some confidence in the second half and really spark a 10-0 run that got us back in the game and allowed us to really take control. So really happy with their performances, and there were several other performances. You know, Serpeek getting more extended run in the game last night for the first time this season, recovering from injury, and even more guys than that we could mention, but we certainly don't have the time to mention them all. That will be important for us down the road.
Yeah, and one, you know, issue not to really complain about is a lot of depth here for this unit. Again, you'll continue to rotate a lot of guys here on this season as your team continues to find lots of success. Upcoming here, though, St. Mary's on Friday, next Tuesday here, we'll have on 92.1 KMZA, Onega, and Jackson Heights, as well as the Cobra Channel. So, you know, give me a quick nod of these next couple of games here for you on your slated schedule.
Yeah, St. Mary's is certainly going to present a big challenge for us. They've been a solid basketball program under Coach Spradling for the last several years now and can really shoot the ball and fill it up from deep and have good balance around the perimeter, as well as having some inside threats. So it's going to be a challenge for us to defend, first and foremost, and we had a good individual and team performance on Tuesday defending. That's going to be even more important headed into Friday, and we'd like to continue to see offensive growth as far as being able to move the ball quickly, take open opportunities, and make open opportunities. And then on Tuesday, we have an Onega team that's always improving. They're doing a great job over there of improving some of their young guys, and certainly look for them to take a step forward this season. So it's going to present a challenge for us, them coming in, and we're excited for that challenge, and I'm excited to continue to keep growing with these boys and keep trying to put a good basketball product on the floor with them.
Well, Coach, I appreciate your time as always, and thanks for jumping in here and joining us for week number two of Locker Room Chat.
Yep, thanks as always, Crennan.
That was head coach Brett Platner from Jackson Heights. This Locker Room Chat has been brought to you by Community Healthcare System, Holton Family Health Center, Farm Bureau Financial Services, Rob Wareham, Mitchell Nickel, and Casey Patterson, Farmers State Bank in Holton, and Ron Kirk's Body Shop. Again, upcoming here on the schedule, Jackson Heights will face St. Mary's on Friday, and next Tuesday they'll face Onega, which will be on 92.1 KMZA and the Cobra Channel.